And greetings once again. Welcome. Bienvenidos. Hola. Aloha. Wainihau. Namaste. Konnichiwa. Bonjour. Bonjourno. Sawadee karup. Guten tag. Half a day. Salam. Shalom. Peace now. Go vegan. Peace. How? Go vegan. From the left coast of the genetically mutated McNugget Pharmaceutical Vivisection Prison, Killitary Industrial Corporation in the one-party, post-constitutional, bribocratic corruptocracy of the United States of Listeria. This is Go Vegan with Bob Linden, and it is the first major network vegan animal rights radio program ever. For the next hour, your radio, your PC, your laptop, your iPod, and all of Air America will be veganized for your protection. You know, after the incessant bombardment you've had to endure all week from the impropaganda of the meat and dairy industries, welcome to an oasis of propaganda. You've come here to free yourself from the delicatessen. Welcome to Delicate Essen. Oh, what's going on here? Yes, indeed. Well, Air America tried to explain this strange occupation of its network last week in an email to 400,000 of its listeners. It included the communique released by the notorious Bob Linden, who assured and reassured Air America ownership and management that the vegan occupation of the Air America airwaves would be met with flowers and chocolate. But please, no milk chocolate, organic dark chocolate only, please. Well, the communique read as follows. The answer to all our problems? Go vegan? Air America hosts excel at highlighting the greatest challenges of our time. War, energy crises, environmental devastation, hunger, disease. George W. Bush. Now a program comes to weekends on Air America claiming to have solutions to all these problems. And then some. From violence to global warming to constipation. And this mission is accomplished through kindness to animals, especially not eating them. Welcome to Go Vegan with Bob Linden, hosted by a music radio management veteran turned animal liberation media infiltrator. Why does this one-time cowburger eating contest winner and butcher's son-in-law think that meat and dairy are the world's most destructive forces, more dangerous than Al-Qaeda and George W. Bush combined? Go Vegan with Bob Linden reminds you that George W. Bush eats meat. Gandhi didn't. Cesar Chavez was totally vegan. Dennis Kucinich is a vegan. Coming up very soon, it says in the e-blast. Well, sooner than that, it's today's program for Dennis Kucinich. We've just recently had Howard Lyman on and Professor Tom Reagan, which you can check out on archives, and Ingrid Newkirk, president of PETA, next weekend. Then you can click to donate. Then you can click to buy our new bumper sticker, which is Eat Republicans, Not Animals. Getting quite a reaction to that one, too. Who would have realized how many Republicans listen to Air America, huh? I think all six of them have emailed me to complain. So we'll see. Maybe there'll be an Eat Democrats, Not Animals bumper sticker soon, considering the way the Democrats keep funding the war. And the Democrats in California have voted to overturn kangaroo protections that have existed for the past 30 years because they are now the Adidas party. No special interests here when Adidas made such enormous contributions that now our kangaroos will be turned into soccer cleats. Well, anyway, as predicted, this program was met with flowers and chocolate. Let's see. Somebody here wrote, eat a effing hamburger. A-hole. I know that the Air America audience is bright and intelligent and nuanced, shall we say. So I read what into that emailer meant. I know what he was just saying. He was just being metaphysical, telling me to eat. Well, that would be one of these seven words George Carlin told us we can't say on the air. And since this is a family show, so shall we just say that that emailer was saying that I should eat poop by inviting me to masticate a ground cow corpse patty. Mr. X obviously was saying, eat poop, vegan talk show host. Was he one of the few Republicans listening to this program offended by the bumper sticker that says eat Republicans, not animals, available at goveganradio.com, and you could get it right now. As always, I have to add the disclaimer to that. The bumper sticker, available at goveganradio.com, eat Republicans, not animals, is not an endorsement of any candidate, merely a dietary suggestion. Anyway, I got what Mr. X was saying in the email, telling me what to eat, and, really, I understand, because I see that there was a recall. There was a press release from the Topps Meat Company on my birthday, September 29th. Topps Meat Company expands ground beef recall to help ensure consumer safety, I'll say, huh? So from Elizabeth, New Jersey, Topps Meat Company, located in Elizabeth, has voluntarily expanded its recall announced on September 25th to include 21.7 million pounds of ground beef products that may be contaminated with E. coli. This represents all products produced by Topps with a then it has the sell-by date. You can go to the Topps website and see what this is all about. Wow, that's a lot of murdered cows to come up with 21.7 million pounds of ground barf beef that was recalled. And look at how many pages of products it is. It's a 1, 2, 3, 4 pages of unbelievable how much is recalled. And so apparently a little too much poop in that meat. And you do know the source of E. coli, right, don't you? It's poop. It's in the digestive tract of warm-blooded animals. And as hanging cows, they're hanging by one leg, hurriedly move down the disassembly line, and they're getting all cut up and poop is flying everywhere. And yes, it's flying onto your meat. And no, E. coli does not originate from plants. It's not from the spinach or the green onions or the watermelon. It comes from fecal contamination. Hey, fecal burgers here. Get your fecal burgers. Extra poop today. I don't know if you saw that Dateline special a while back, but it said 70 million food poisonings occur in this country annually, mostly from meat and dairy, and about 7,000 deaths annually from those food poisonings. And there are complications that come from the food poisonings in the future also for those people. But you generally won't hear about poop burgers in the media, because the media are sponsored by the sellers of poop burgers. That's why this recall didn't receive too much attention. Only 2 minutes left? Time flies. Got another letter from somebody. I heard your show for 10 minutes before turning off the radio. Couldn't believe it. While I have railed at Ed Schultz for all his talk of killing deer, you people don't even believe in eating a hard-boiled egg. Well, I know that we talked about the strange cult of animal eating last week. I didn't know that there was one that believed in eating a hard-boiled egg. With hens with broken legs and they're kept confined in cages. And that's what I would believe in. I would believe in animal torture if I ate eggs. I would believe in cholesterol and an unhealthy product. I would believe in de-beaking. I would believe in all sorts of strange things. We have Nathan Runkle of Mercy for Animals, who's protesting the egg industry's rotten treatment, and that's happening coming up Wednesday, October 17th in Chicago. So you're going to want to check that out. Join members of Mercy for Animals in speaking out. It's at the annual board meeting and executive conference in downtown Chicago, Wednesday, October 17th. Be there for the protest, okay? You can go to Mercy for Animals for more information on that. And Hold off there on the music for a second, if you can, Peter. Let's see. Oh, gosh, time just flies by so quickly when we're on the network here. Where'd I put that? I guess I'll have to find it after the break. We do have Dennis Kucinich coming up shortly on today's program. Hit it, Peter. Say,
chickens. This is Go Begin with Bob Linden.
And we continue. I knew we're just trying to juggle schedules here for Dennis Kucinich to be on today's program. So I rushed a little bit through the United Egg Producers trade agency, representing over 80% of factory egg farmers, holding its annual board meeting and executive conference in downtown Chicago Wednesday, October 17th. So Mercy for Animals will be protesting on that day. And you can go to Mercy for Animals for information about that. And we are so pleased to be on in Chicago on WCPT on Saturday afternoons. You know, when you think of Chicago, you think of it as a real flesh-eating center, don't you? Huh? But yet there is a restaurant that's coming up on its second anniversary celebration, being veg, and I think it's wonderful to see a vegetarian restaurant about to celebrate number two, and it's doing that next week, and you can discover Chicago's award-winning vegetarian and vegan restaurant, Lakeside Cafe, serving high-quality, delicious, wonderful dishes prepared with mostly certified organic ingredients and lots of care, like the Chicago Polish Dog Sandwich. So you say you can't give up meat? Head on over there and try the Chicago Polish Dog Sandwich with sauerkraut, mustard, and relish, or the vegan organic garden thin crust pizza there. And for a limited time only, Lakeside Cafe is having a special hands-on vegan cooking class series. And the second anniversary, as I mentioned, all-you-can-eat vegan buffet and artist performances happening Saturday, October 13th, next Saturday at the restaurant. You can visit lake-side-cafe.com for details or call the restaurant at 773-262-9503. That's lake-side-cafe.com. Okay, so it's great to be on there. And we have World Go Vegan Days coming up again, celebrated by In Defense of Animals. It's the third annual World Go Vegan Days, taking place October 26th, 27th, 28th, 2007. The Days of Action were created to offer vegans and animal advocates the opportunity to help their families and friends and coworkers learn more about how a plant-based diet can improve overall health and alleviate animal suffering and preserve the environment. Modern agriculture is cruel and violent and environmentally destructive, as we talk about here all the time. 16 billion animals are killed in the U.S. alone each year, and they suffer unimaginable cruelties. Really, it's every day is 9/11 for the animals, and every factory farm is another Guantanamo. So we look at October 26th, 27th, and 28th, and Go Vegan Radio is proud to be a sponsor of World Go Vegan Days. Now, you know, people have their comfort foods, you know, and a lot of people, you know, they hear about this show and they're emailing me and they're saying, you know, eat a hamburger, right? So anyway, here, let me suggest to you, you go to a great restaurant like Truly. It's a vegan restaurant in Hollywood. It's at 5907 Hollywood Boulevard and right off the 101 freeway there, right at the exit at Bronson. And you can go there, right, you know, right, go over there and have a soy beef burger with bacon strips. You'll get all the satisfaction that you get from your comfort foods, and you can be comforted in knowing that there are no animal ingredients in that. Also, a cheesy grilled potato burrito and the burrito supreme with bacon strips. Delicious vegetable dumplings, all at Truly, and all with no animal ingredients, so no cholesterol in a healthy way. They want to make a positive and healthful contribution to society, and by showing that they don't use animal products, they believe they're making a conscientious effort toward a greater good for all beings. That's Truly, 5907 Hollywood Boulevard. in Los Angeles. Let's see. October 15th, for 2 weeks, the answers to your health questions are happening in Malibu, Winter Haven School in Malibu, starting at 7 p.m. And on Monday the 15th, Dr. Milton Mills from the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine. I just saw him speak at World Veg Weekend for the San Francisco Vegetarian Society. He's been on the show in the past. He's an expert on cardiovascular disease and diabetes and just a lot to do with diet and health and dairy. It's free. You can call 818-458-8884 for information. Free food samples will be there, and I think you will enjoy that. Governor Schwarzenegger has until the 15th to sign or veto SB 880, the kangaroo killing bill passed by the California legislature. Please ask him to veto that bill. And coming October 27th, we talked about the dogs in Ethiopia arriving here. You know, the way that dogs are exterminated in Ethiopia, they're dropped into pits. This has been done for, you know, for countless ages. There's no spay and neuter. There are 750,000 homeless dogs in Ethiopia. And on October 27th, the four rescues from the pits will be arriving in Houston. So I want you to get in touch with Dr. Antenna Rabo and adopt. Be a great guardian for one of these animals who was saved from the pit in Ethiopia. 713-213-5952 if you can be the guardian. 713-213-5952. Or the email is AAM as in Mary, SALE at AOL.com. That's AAMSALE at AOL.com. Check it out. Get involved. We're trying to get spay and neuter into Ethiopia and then into Africa with a pilot program there. And beagles are up for adoption. They were going to be in vivisection at a Johnson & Johnson company. There are beagles available. Please call 650-564-5000. 650-564-5000. That's in Northern California, Mountain View. Save the beagles. This is Go Vegan with Bob Linden. Please donate at GoVeganRadio.com. Stop doing that. Stop destroying the earth. Stop eating meat. Go to a great restaurant like Sublime Restaurant in Fort Lauderdale or Vegetable Delight in Granada Hills in Southern California, 17823 Chatsworth Street. Yes, over the centuries, Buddhist monks have perfected the art of replicating meat, the textures, the tastes, and having no animal ingredients. And that's what you experience at Vegetable Delight. Highly acclaimed in a Los Angeles Times review. 17823 Chatsworth Street. The phone number 818-360-3997. It's near White Oak and Zelza. Open Tuesday through Sunday, 1130 to 930. You will definitely enjoy it. And if you are with an animal rights organization, a vegetarian group, an environmental organization, have your printing done by Shalom Printing in Sherman Oaks, Ventura Boulevard at Noble. The phone number is 818-905-6413 and the email shalomprinting@AOL.com. Clients include Sea Shepherd Conservation Society, Animal Acres, HSUS, Pet Orphans, and Go Vegan with Bob Linden, among others. Shalom Printing in Sherman Oaks. 100% wind-powered, organic ink, recycled paper. Definitely get in touch with Eddie. He's a great guy. He's vegan. He's very supportive. Shalom Printing. Shalom Printing at AOL.com. 818-905-6413. Well, you know, Go Vegan with Bob Linden is a grassroots effort. We don't have any major bucks supporting us. Even if McDevil's or Murder King or Wendy's or Kills Jr. or Up Chuck E. Cheese or Skin and Snout, if any of them wanted to buy any advertising, if Outbreak Steakhouse wanted to or Dead Lobster, they can't do it. If Kentucky Fried Chicken wanted to, nope, no commercials for sale for them. But we have to raise money somehow because we have to pay $200,000 for production and distribution. Those are fixed costs, and this is grassroots activism, and I need your help. So we're talking about a lot of things going on in Chicago on this week's show. How about Chicago coming through with some big donations? You know, we need about $3,000 or $4,000 a week. We're on in 27 cities, so maybe you can take it upon yourself to raise $500 or $1,000 or $100 a week in your city and make sure that this show continues. You know, it's not guaranteed. You have to pay to play in the world today, and free speech is expensive. You can donate online at goveganradio.com or make your donation payable to Go Vegan Radio and mail it to P.O. Box 475-414, San Francisco 94147. P.O. Box 475-414, San Francisco 94147. Our guest today is the leading Democratic presidential candidate who's vegan. His popularity is that of a rock star, having endorsements from such notable people as Sean Penn and Willie Nelson, James Cromwell, Alexandra Paul, just a list, Casey Kasem, Ed Begley Jr., Elaine Boozler, John Robbins, Howard Lyman, Paul Wenner, a long list of endorsements. He also had this kind of popularity in the last election cycle. And in fact, in this age of Diebold, as far as I can see, he probably won the presidential primaries last time and maybe even won the election and is the true president, because a lot of us aren't quite sure what happened the last couple of elections. But today our guest is Dennis Kucinich, congressmember from Ohio. Welcome, Congressmember Kucinich. It's a pleasure to have you today on Go Vegan with Bob Linden.
Thank you very much, Bob. It's great to be on your show.
Yeah, thanks for being here on Air America with us. And to what do you attribute your popularity? Why is there this movement, even though it seems like there's almost, at times, it feels like a media blackout on you, but there's so much momentum behind you. To what do you attribute that?
Well, first of all, you know, I know that I still have a long distance to go, but I can tell you that people are understanding that my position in standing for peace, for health care for all, for a cleaner environment, for fair trade, I'm talking about creating a world where everyone can live together in harmony. And because I see the world as one, because I understand the world is interconnected and interdependent, and have set forth policies that reflect that understanding, I think people are beginning to gravitate towards this campaign.
Right. Well, you've been against the war from the start. What did you know that everybody else in Congress didn't seem to know?
Well, I had my eyes open 5 years ago when I looked at the Bush call for war, and I did an extensive analysis of that. It's on the web. I think if you typed in Kucinich Iraq analysis 2002, you'll probably get the what I wrote, which essentially was that there was no proof that was being offered that was believable that Iraq had anything to do with 9/11, with al-Qaeda's role in 9/11. Iraq certainly did not have the intention or the capability of attacking the United States of America, and there was no proof that Iraq had weapons of mass destruction. So when you look at the charges that were made by the Bush administration, specifically by the vice president and the president, charges that were well circulated in the media, creating an environment that was conducive to the war, I was the one person who stood up and said, wait a minute, this is wrong. You don't have any facts that suggest that we should attack Iraq. I led 125 Democrats, organized them to vote against the war, and I voted 100% of the time against funding the war, and I have a plan to get out, which is really critical right now, that involves ending the occupation, closing the bases, bringing our troops home, and having a parallel process of an international peacekeeping and security force made up of nations of the region that would come in as our troops leave, so you can stabilize Iraq. And so that, you know, it is, to me, it's not enough to have been right. Although, if someone wants a president, You want someone who showed the quality of judgment when the pressure was on, and it was an effort to try to force this nation to go to war, and the only one running who showed the kind of judgment and courage that the American people have a right to expect in their leader.
Absolutely. Now, I believe a lot of people are upset with the last congressional election because we expected more action by now. What's holding things up in the peace process?
People ought to be upset. I mean, the Democrats promised to get to end the war. Here we are, almost 1 year after the last election, and we're still in Iraq. People have a right to ask, why are we still there if Democrats said, if you put us in control of the House and the Senate, we'll get those troops home? We clearly have a crisis of confidence in government today, a crisis in confidence in the administration, which lied to get us into a war, crisis of confidence in a Congress, which told people, if you put us in power, we'll get us out, crisis in confidence in a Supreme Court, which is totally politicized. Our institutions of government are failing the American people. My candidacy is aimed at rebuilding trust between government and the people, with not only getting our troops home, but ending war as an instrument of policy. We can defend our country, but surely our leaders must know the difference between defense and offense. And this Bush administration not only blurred the differences, they made a cause for war against a nation that did not attack us, and that cause was based on lies.
And those should be impeachable offenses, shouldn't they?
Of course, of course. Are you kidding? I mean, this is why I introduced legislation, H.R. 333, to impeach the vice president, because he lied when he made a call for war based on his public statements that Iraq indeed had weapons of mass destruction and represented a threat to the United States of America. He's also beating the drums for war against Iran. President and vice president take oaths of office to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States. They've not done that. They've violated their oath of office by sending us into a war that was not based on the truth. Furthermore, there's been a destructive undermining of democratic principles as a result of the passage of the Patriot Act and a series of presidential orders that have caused a reversal of democratic tradition. We want to be secure, but we cannot be secure if the government has the ability to listen to our phone calls, to tap into not only our conversations, but into our bank accounts, our health records, our educational records. The wall of privacy, which should exist in a democratic society, has been broken down by this administration. As President of the United States, I intend to reclaim not only the sphere of privacy, but reclaim our right to peace, reclaim our right to live in harmony with the other nations of the world.
Yeah, you propose a cabinet-level Department of Peace in a Kucinich presidency.
I did, and the idea of a cabinet-level Department of Peace is this, that we have a capacity to, by the way, that noise you're hearing in the background, this is audio verite. I'm in Congress, and there's a call for votes right now, but I think we should be able to get this interview done.
Great. Okay. If there's a vote on impeachment, you're excused to go.
Well, there will be a vote, and we'll talk about that later. But I just want people to know that to me, it's about accountability. Those who hold the highest office must be held to higher standards, and that's not what's happening right now. The Congress is not holding this president and this vice president accountable. I've had the resolution of impeachment with respect to the vice president introduced. At some point, I'm going to call this issue up before the Congress. There will be a vote. It might be on a motion to table, but there will be a vote on whether or not this vice president should be held accountable, and by reference, the president as well.
Congressmember Kucinich, we need to take a quick break. We will continue with Dennis Kucinich on Go Vegan with Bob Linden. It's Go Vegan with Bob Linden, supported by your tax-deductible donations at GoVeganRadio.com and by advertising for cruelty-free and vegan products and services. We will continue on Go Vegan with Bob Linden.
Meat hurts animals. That's why I don't eat meat. GOBEGINRADIO.com. GOBEGINRADIO.com.
We continue now on Go Vegan with Bob Linden. Our special guest today, Congressmember Dennis Kucinich of Ohio, to whom I refer as the leading Democratic presidential candidate who's vegan. And Congressmember Kucinich, you are vegan.
Yes, and that has a lot to do with who I am, with the level of clarity that I can achieve, the amount of energy that I have. When I started, it became an awareness of how my health could improve by changing my diet. But then as I got deeper into being a vegan, I came to understand the connection between veganism and sustainability, compassion towards animals. We can make this a better world, not only with policies here in Congress, but we can do it with the choices that we make and the food that we eat. And so I've been very much willing to talk about in the presidential campaign. And I think that in doing that, it helps create a larger awareness in this country about the consequences of the food that we eat.
Right. And you actually have a statement on animal rights where you express deep compassion for animals.
Yes. We have to be aware of the choices that we make, not only with respect to food, but with respect to the clothes that we buy, the products that we use. And while I don't try to impose my views on anyone else, I think those of us in public life who make choices in a way that are affirming for peace and for sustainability and for animal rights should make it known.
Yes. Now, a lot of people who work on behalf of animals, animal advocates, are concerned about recent legislation called the Animal Enterprise Terrorism Act.
Right.
Why are animal advocates singled out as a particular criminal or actually labeled as terrorists?
Well, indeed. I mean, when I heard about that legislation, I was actually in my office listening to the debates on the floor of the House, and my ears perked up when I heard the title of the bill, the Animal Enterprise Terrorism Act. I immediately got a copy of the bill, and I saw, well, this is an attack on the First Amendment rights of animal rights activists. And so I literally ran to the floor of the House, as I'm about to do in a minute, to go vote, and got into the debate and pointed out that this bill was a violation of the First Amendment rights to assemble and also to protest, and a violation of freedom of speech, and that it was unconstitutional. But what it was aimed at is protecting from any kind of dissent all of these laboratories where they do research that promotes a type of cruelty to animals that really is unnecessary and should be stopped. And so those who protested are then, under this law, brought into the ambit of terrorists and subject to not only prosecution, but possible long jail terms. So I protested it, I may have been the only member of Congress to vote against it. I don't know. But at any rate, I believe that the bill is ripe for a constitutional challenge, and I'm certainly ready to join with anyone who's going to do that.
We appreciate that. And also, even if people do vote for you, I think a lot of people are concerned that their votes don't count in this age of Diebold and no paper trail. How do we even have confidence in the election process that if people were to vote for you, that it would count for you and not count for George W. Bush again in the next election?
Well, our best protection is to vote in such large numbers that there's no question about the outcome of the election. But I will tell you, I share the concerns that people have about the legitimacy of the election process. That's why I'm in favor of paper ballots. I think there's a lot of questions that have been raised about the electronic voting, and I share the concerns that people have. I think we need to have a paper ballot system for federal elections. That's the way we had it years and years ago. Electronic voting hasn't facilitated our right to vote. It's placed it in jeopardy. So this is one of the reasons why, among many, that I voted against certification of the 2004 presidential race. I was concerned about what I saw was fraud in Ohio. but I also have great skepticism about using these kinds of voting machines in federal elections. So, you know, people, we need to participate anyway. We need to organize in such large numbers that the results of elections are indisputable. But I do share the concerns that Americans have about making sure every vote is counted and every vote counts.
Okay. Your website is what? It's
Kucinich.us or Dennis for President,
okay.
Number 4.
Okay.
And I would ask people to go to it, help us participate, help us election in any way your resources make it possible. So I want to thank you for this opportunity to be on your show. I'm very grateful, and I want to thank the vegan community for its outstanding support.
Now, before you leave, I'm not going to ask you how you get your protein. But what are some of your favorite vegan foods? I mean, people may be listening in, going, "Oh, I'm interested in being a vegan. Well, what do I eat? What does Dennis Kucinich eat? What are some of your favorite vegan foods?"
Well, you know, for breakfast, I usually do oat groats or oatmeal if I'm in a hurry. You know, I'm eat a lot of rice, a lot of tempeh.
That's how you get your protein, seitan, yeah.
So, you know, and a lot of vegetables where there's protein in vegetables as well. So I'm, it's a great diet. It gives me lots of energy and keeps me young. So I'm glad to have a chance to do that. Maybe on a future show I could talk about it from a standpoint of one meal after another. But I can tell you that I have lots of energy.
Is there anything on the congressional menu that's vegan? Can you order anything
You have to really pick through things to do it. It's not like there's a specific menu. It's a little bit challenging around town, but I find a way, and there's some great restaurants where you can always you know, get something on the menu and piece together a meal. So it's not all that bad.
Great. Okay. Okay. Well, I thank you. I know you have to go run off to a vote on the floor. So
I do.
Again, thanks so much to Congressmember Dennis Kucinich. He's running for the Democratic presidential nomination. He's the leading candidate who's vegan, who's compassionate, who's for peace. Thanks so much for being here.
Great to talk to you. I'll talk to you again.
Okay.
Bye now.
Thanks.
M-E-A-T-S-T-I-S. Meat Stinks.